You are listening to a promotional podcast developed by V4 Pharma. Hello and welcome back to this podcast series, where we will focus on the key issues surrounding iron deficiency in chronic heart failure patients. In this podcast, Dr. Joseph Comin-Colette and Professor Andrew Sindone will be discussing the evidence for the screening and diagnosis of iron deficiency and what it means for day-to-day practice and patient outcomes.
Hello, this is Dr. Josep Comin-Colette. I'm a heart failure specialist, a cardiologist, working in Barcelona and involved mainly in heart failure care. Pretty much interested in iron deficiency and the impact of iron deficiency in heart failure in the last years. And we are here because we want to discuss the practical aspects of screening and diagnosis of iron deficiency in daily practice, and actually how we should implement that according to the guidelines recommendations. And to go on this discussion, I have a very good partner, Professor Andrew Sindone, which is also on the line. I'll ask you to introduce yourself. Please, Andrew.
Thanks very much, Joseph. So my name is Professor Andrew Sindone. I'm a cardiologist and heart failure specialist. I work at Concord Hospital in Sydney, and I run the heart failure clinic and the heart failure research unit and the heart failure outreach program there. So that's in Sydney in Australia. So it's a long way from a lot of the people who are probably listening. And I've been working in heart failure for the last 30 years or so. And I've also developed an interest in iron deficiency in heart failure because, unfortunately, heart failure is a very serious condition. And the treatments we have are good, but patients still experience symptoms. They still end up in hospital. And unfortunately, they still die. So if we've got something else up our sleeve which can help these people out, like treating iron deficiency in heart failure, for me, that's another win.
That's excellent. I mean, Andrew, we all know that heart failure imposes a very important burden to patients. But iron deficiency, how common is it in iron deficient patients? Is it common? Is it hardly seen?
There have been a lot of surveys of how common iron deficiency is in patients with heart failure. And most of the studies show between 40 and 50% of patients who have heart failure have iron deficiency. We actually did an analysis of our data as well, and we showed 53% of our patients have iron deficiency. So that's maybe what we call a selected population or an enriched population, because most of our patients are referred from other cardiologists who don't know what to do with them, so they send them to us. But it's important because if you don't look for it, you'll never find it. And the problem with iron deficiency and heart failure is that it makes people feel more tired, it impairs cardiac function, and therefore it's associated with worse outcomes. In fact, if you have iron deficiency and heart failure, it's been shown to be quite a poor prognostic marker. And in fact, it's probably a 1.6 increased time chance of dying over a three-year period patients with iron deficiency compared to those who don't have iron deficiency in a heart failure population. So it really is a bad thing to have, but fortunately, it's treatable.
Now, I think it's one of the aspects that was most prominent in the studies we've done around iron deficiency, not just descriptive studies, but also in interventional trials, is that we've seen that actually the impact of iron deficiency is seen regardless of the hemoglobin status. And what do you think about that?
You've really brought up a very important point, Joseph, and that is that we should try and divorce our minds completely from the fact that iron is important in anemia. Yes, iron deficiency is one of the causes of anemia, but there are other causes of anemia as well. You know, B12 deficiency, folic acid deficiency,